Spirituality has no dress code. The mind creates concepts and presumptions. The branding of a spiritual healer is unfair, as beauty is part of human life, and nothing should prevent a spiritual person from presenting himself as he truly is. Enjoy your life the way you wish without hurting the other. What is the relevance of marriage as an institution today?
That's again a very interesting question. Marriage as an institution, as any other institution in this world, has undergone tremendous change, especially in the middle class and the upper middle class families in the East. In the Western world, marriage as an institution is a different perspective, different attitude towards that marriage. But in the Eastern society, the Asians carry lot of burden of tradition and culture on their shoulders. They cannot shed it all in a day. And yet, we are going through the change of marriage, a change of institution called marriage. What do I do? What is happening? All the youngsters, they have gone, as I told you, when I talked about teenagers, that everybody is affluent. And even in marriage, everybody wants to be affluent. Everyone wants to be affluent when they get married. And it is so interesting to see that when the girl is ready for marriage, and I suppose in the Eastern society still the arranged marriage system is prevalent, although the love marriages have quite taken over the system, which is a good thing. But whether it's love marriage or arranged marriage, marriage as an institution is very unique. It's the same for everyone. During the process of love marriage, you think that you know the person, you understand the person, and you get into the institution of marriage, and it does not work. What is the reason? It does not work because we see so many diversities between the man and the woman. Because man is different, woman is different. In the olden days, I don't know if really it worked, or people who married in the olden days were truly happy. I cannot make a judgment on that. But they saw to it that the institution did not break. For whatever the reasons they had, whether it's the children or the family or the society pressure, fear of society, fear of community, there are so many issues to that. But in today's world, everybody is economically independent. They don't have to fear anything. They can take a decision, they can just move on with the decision. So if it is a marriage as an institution, the exposure level for a man and a woman is very high. Suppose a lady goes for a job. She has to go to work. If she is educated, she wants to earn money, she has to go to work. She is exposed to so many men who are working with her. And it's only a kind of a thin line that exists between the relationship that she has with her colleagues, with her male colleagues in the working life. Same goes to the man. There are so many women who are going to work today, and the man is also exposed to so many women. So there is always a thin line there. As long as you feel committed to the institution, it's not even the person, it is the institution that you should be committed to, the marriage is not relevant today. Because anybody can live with anybody. There are living in relationships. If you go to schools and colleges, you will hear that a child of 13 years old, a girl of 13 years old, her sexuality is, different. The way she looks at sex is different. The way she looks at the world is different. Everything has changed. So The living together relationship has changed this institution completely. Why do I need a marriage in the first place? Yes, I need a marriage institution to have children, to have the procreation, to keep the cycle going. But again, my question is, if you cannot, in today's world of crimes and molestations and rapes, the parental care for the child is very important. The parental observation of the child is very important. When the parent cannot do that, I feel the marriage as an institution today is totally irrelevant.